Life is getting just that little bit harder for our seniors as time marches on. Scams that target the elderly. Health is often failing. And getting around is not as easy as it sometimes was. Driving may not even be an option anymore. So, if there's an opportunity for a one-stop shop to get information, then that's a pretty good bonus, isn't it? The federal member for our region, Longman, Terry Young, he joins Morning Magazine this morning with some great news. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Terry, each year you hold a Seniors Expo, and it seems to me that it's just grown bigger and bigger, hasn't it? It's just gone there. What are we looking like for this year?
It's going to be bigger than ever, Rosemary. So we're up over 130 stall holders already, and we've still got people who are showing interest now, even at this late stage.
Good.
Yes, so my staff are tearing their hair out, of course, but that's all right. We just plough on and get on with it.
You do. So it's a great way to get information out to people. And if I wanted to be a stall holder, Terry, how could I go about that?
Okay, so just contact my office either by phone on 5432 3177, mm-hmm, or you can email me on terry.young.mp@aph.gov.au and say that you're interested in holding putting a stall in, and Cherry, who's organising the event, will give you a call or send you an email.
Okay. So if you don't get a response immediately, you'll know that it's pretty busy there, so just hang 10 a little bit and be a bit patient. Now, for all the more important things, where is it? And when is it going to be held, Terry? Tell us all about that.
Okay, so we've got two events. We've got the Morayfield one, which is normally down at the Morayfield Event Centre down behind Bunnings there. But it's grown so big and we needed a bigger venue. So we've gone up to St. Columbus this year. Parking will be a little bit easier.
Fabulous.
So thank you to St. Columbus for allowing us to use your hall. Now, that's on the 24th, the Tuesday, the 24th of September, mm-hmm, during school holidays, of course, so there's no school kids there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have parking there, plenty of parking. And also, for those who find it a bit harder to walk and get around, you can drop off at the front door and then someone else can go and park the car and then meet up with you.
It's a great a great area.
And then, of course, on the Thursday, the 26th, we've got the same thing. And this year, again, we've outgrown the Respite Centre at Bribey. So we've moved to Banksia Beach State School.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. And they'll both be between 9:30 in the morning till 12 noon.
Okay. Now, it's best to get there about 9:30, though, isn't it? Because there's just too much to see otherwise.
Yes, it is. And look, I'm always amused by the different demographics. Anything that has those who are a little bit older in life are always there first up.
Yeah.
When it's all about the young ones, they tend to be more towards the end. Just a little observation I've made.
And you're in the right spot to do that observation, Terry. Now, Terry, anything else that I should find out from you before I let you go?
No, look, the reason we put these on, of course, is because, you know, the biggest issues that face seniors that they tell me is financial security, ailing health, boredom, safety. So we've got stall holders to address all those things. So we've got Centrelink there, of course, to talk about everything. Government, they'll also cover scams and things like that, what to look out for.
Yep.
We'll have plenty of stall holders there that can talk about health and well-being, alternative therapies that people might not have thought about. And then great community groups like Rotary and Lions, of course, and other groups there that'll be able to give people a purpose and something to look forward to every week.
Absolutely.
So all those things are there. So it's a great event. It doesn't cost you anything. We'll have Meals on Wheels, who are doing the catering this year, which is fantastic because they're really doing it tough since their funding was frozen, so they can't offer any more meals.
No.
So this is a good way of helping them, so we're happy to help them out there. And we'll have Rotary doing the sausage sizzle, of course. So we've got it all covered, Rosemary.
Done. Sounds good to me. Terry Young, federal member for Longman, and he's keeping our community connected. And you know what else? Keeping us informed as to how we can make life as good as we possibly can. Now, if you've missed this interview or you'd like to hear a whole lot more, get on to the website, 101.5fm.com.au, and you can go to podcast. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Rosemary.